So good morning, everyone. I welcome you to today's special meeting of the Transportation Committee. Before we proceed, I'll do a quick roll call and remind everyone we need 5 members present to maintain quorum. Councillor Luloff. Councillor Dudas.
I'm here. And I saw Councillor Luloff a moment ago. I think he just stepped up.
Yeah, I'll put him at the bottom of the deck. We had regrets from Councillor El-Shantiri. Councillor Deans.
I'm here.
Okay. Councillor Fleury.
Bonjour.
Councillor Menard.
Here.
Councillor Kitts.
Here.
Councillor Giroux.
Here. Yeah.
Councillor Hubley.
Here.
And Vice Chair Leeper.
Here.
As noted, when the agenda was distributed, we are participating electronically via Zoom. The instructions for members of the public wishing to submit comments to participate as a delegation in this meeting were included in the agenda. Those who did not participate in the meeting can also watch it on our live stream feed through the city's YouTube channel. For those that are participating in the meeting, I do ask you to please keep your microphones on mute until you're called to speak. I'll provide each committee member with the opportunity to ask questions or comment in due course. Committee members will be called on first, followed by the members of council who have joined the meeting today. At any point you wish to speak, please use the raise hand feature within Zoom, and the committee coordinator will be watching for those cues. The usual 5-minute speaking time does apply. We have, like I mentioned, regrets from Councillor El-Shantiri. No declarations have been received. We do have a presentation, obviously, on the STO transit study for Gatineau's West End integration with the Ottawa recommendations. And we do have 4 motions, but we will go through the presentation before we read out the motions prior to going to delegations. We also have Councillor Menard. I'm not sure if you have it in front of you. We'd like to add one item to the agenda today. This is staff supported, and maybe Councillor Menard, if you want to read the rules of procedure to be suspended.
Yes, thanks very much, Chair. And it's that the rules of procedure be suspended in accordance with subsection 1(6)(c) of the procedure bylaw to consider the following motion in order to allow staff the opportunity to initiate the construction process in a timely manner prior to the winter season.
Great. So is that carried to be added to the agenda? I see a lot of shaking heads.
Great, yes.
Thank you. Okay, so we'll go right back up to the reason we're all here today, and I'll turn the floor over to Vivi and staff to begin the presentation in regards to STO.
Okay, so good morning, Chair and members of Transportation Committee. I'm Vivi Chi, Director of Transportation Planning, and I have a short presentation on our report. But first, I'd like to note that we have staff from STO joining us this morning, specifically Monsieur Marc Rousseau, Director General, and Monsieur Patrick Leclerc, Director of Planning, Development, and Communications. Next slide, please. Although this is a project that STO has undertaken to address the growth and transit needs of Gatineau's Western communities, it's also a very important project for the City of Ottawa. The project will improve interprovincial transit service for customers from both cities. It proposes to reduce up to 70% of the STO bus volumes on our streets in the peak hour. And of course, any project that is related to electric mass public transit is well aligned with our city's climate change master plan. As with any major project, the tramway could be a catalyst for other city building projects as well. Next, please. If this project were not to go ahead, we would see congestion building, continue to build in our downtown, and the number of STO buses alone would increase from today's 115 buses to 170 buses per peak hour by 2031. It would be a less efficient interprovincial service, which in turn means higher operating costs for both transit companies. For the customer, it means longer commute times and loss of productivity, and it would negatively affect our GHG emission reduction targets. Next, please. When we reported to you in September, we presented the status of the project at that time. SDO has determined that a system of trams and buses in Gatineau is required and that the connection to Ottawa would be at the Portage Bridge. In Ottawa, there are two corridor options that were identified, Wellington on the surface and Spark Street in a tunnel. The September report identified a number of technical assessments that were underway and also a summary of the results of the online survey this past June and July. At the September meeting, staff were asked to apply two guiding principles as part of the options assessment, which were one, to achieve fewer buses in the core and provide better transit service for customers, and two, to integrate the tramway with our O train line one. Next, please. These three shortlisted options were presented in September. Staff are recommending the endorsement of the all tram option in Gatineau, as this would reduce the greatest number of SDO buses operating in Ottawa from today's 115 buses per peak hour down to 35. The all tram scenario complies best with the assessment principle number one, which was reducing the number of buses in the core. Next, please. These six issues were identified in the September report also. While three of the issues are still not fully resolved today, they are not deemed to be showstoppers by Public Services and Procurement Canada or the NCC. The first item is the request to consolidate the 9 vehicular accesses to the parliamentary and judicial precincts to fewer access in order to ensure the safe and efficient operation of the tramway. PSPC continue to review this request while considering the need for efficient traffic to and within both precincts and the security issue as well. The second item is a request for additional property on the north side of Wellington to accommodate the tramway, particularly west of Lyon Street. Additional right-of-way east of Lyon Street would also provide for a better street design, including more space for pedestrians and cyclists. The traffic assessment has been completed at a higher level, at a feasibility level, and there are no showstoppers, particularly for the option that kept traffic in the corridor. However, more detailed assessment is needed in the next phase of the study. The development of the all-tram and hybrid options have been mentioned earlier, and this presentation now includes the cost of the options. Next, please. A range of costs was developed based on information extrapolated from our Confederation Line downtown tunnel and existing information on subsurface conditions, including utilities, as well as high-level comparisons to other cities with transit tunnels. Riskier construction is reflected in the estimate for the Spark Street tunnel. The cost range of between $3.5 billion and $3.9 billion reflects the cost of the entire project, including the all tram corridors in Gatineau. Next, please. From different perspectives, the Spark Street Tunnel has many benefits. For the transit customer, the facility is weather protected with underground connections to the Confederation Line just one block south. For transit operations, it is grade separated, so there will be no interaction with other vehicular traffic or be influenced by external factors such as street closures. The service would be reliable with shorter travel times and has higher capacity reserves for future increase in service frequency since at-grade intersections and traffic signals are avoided. For traffic, the project would be least disruptive during and post-construction. It also allows the surface streets to evolve with time without interfering with a tramway service. Next, please. For the public realm, the Spark Street Tunnel could be a catalyst to rejuvenate Spark Street. And because it's below ground, it does not compromise federal design standards for Confederation Boulevard, nor interfere with the view of the National War Memorial. The tunnel option aligns with both assessment principles and has very strong support from the respondents of the study survey this past summer. All of these reasons point to Spark Street Tunnel as the optimal corridor for the tramway in Ottawa. The disadvantage of the tunnel option, however, is its comparatively higher cost. Next, please. The surface option is relatively easier to construct, and as such, it has a lower cost estimate of about $3 billion. This, again, is for the entire project, including the all-tram corridors in Gatineau. Being on the surface provides transit customers with convenient access to three surface-level stations. Connection to the Confederation Line and OC Transfer buses is just a short walking distance away. A pedestrian tunnel is also proposed, which would provide a convenient link of the two systems at Lyon Station. This option also aligns with both assessment principles. Next, please. Both Sparks Tunnel and Wellington surface options are feasible and both comply with the assessment principles. With improved service, both options can help both cities increase our transit modal share, reduce congestion, and reduce emissions. Moving forward with both options provides STO the opportunity to continue discussions with federal stakeholders and refine designs and analyses. Next, please. This issue is not in the report, but the interprovincial transit loop proposal has been in the news recently, and we felt that was important to touch on it briefly today. The loop proposal aims to connect Gatineau and Ottawa downtowns using Portage Bridge and the Alexandra Bridge, with Wellington Street being part of the loop. This project on its own would not serve the targeted commuter trips from West Gatineau, which is the purpose of the STO tramway study. The interprovincial loop is a long-term vision that requires a comprehensive study, including the assessment of technology options and, of course, consultation. Neither tramway corridor option precludes a future loop, although there are some differences. The loop technology will have to address the presence of the tramway because the Wellington Street surface option spans part of that loop. After crossing from Portage Bridge, the Spark Street Tunnel would be less integrated with the loop, but it allows flexibility in the choice of loop technology. Next, please. So today, staff are seeking committee's approval of the report recommendations which pertain to the scope of the STO tramway study. To recap, the recommendations are: 1, endorse the all-tram scenario in Gatineau; 2, approve the Spark Street Tunnel as the optimal corridor subject to STO securing the project funding; 3, approve the Wellington Street surface with traffic as the alternative corridor if funding for the Spark Street Tunnel cannot be secured, with the following conditions for STO: complete a fulsome assessment of the right-of-way needs and secure sufficient property from the federal government to ensure the safety of all users in the corridor; complete a detailed plan of other operational requirements in the corridor, such as access to the precincts, tour bus operations, and snow removal, just to name a few; complete a fulsome network traffic analysis and develop a mitigation plan to address downstream effects on Ottawa streets; develop a mitigation plan for its tramway service when Wellington is closed due to external factors; and develop an implementation plan that is coordinated with other projects in the downtown area to minimize traffic disruption during construction. Next, please. Once Transportation Committee and Council have considered this report, the STO will seek approval from the NCC Board and the STO Board. The STO will complete the study for the portion in Gatineau and finalize the study documentation. And the STO will continue discussions with their funding partners so that this project can advance to the next phases leading to implementation. Next, please. So that is it for the presentation. Thank you, and we're ready for questions.
Wonderful. Thank you, Vivi. We do have, as mentioned, 4 motions, first of all. But before we get to that, I want to give a tip of the hat. I believe our Gatineau Mayor, Pranod Jobin, is... Oh, there you are. Bonjour, Maxime. Great. So he's here as well. So
hello, everyone.
Go to the motions here, first of all. First, I'm virtually stepping out of the chair. Jeff, you're the chair for 5 minutes. So the first one is branding and livery of the STO tram vehicles. So whereas the STO tram could potentially operate on the surface of Wellington Street in Ottawa, and whereas Wellington Street is an iconic corridor that is steeped in Confederation history and where Parliament and the Supreme Court are located, whereas the federal government is expecting to contribute significant funding towards this interprovincial tramway, therefore it be resolved that the tramway, if the tramway ought to operate on Wellington Street, that the branding and livery of the tramway vehicles reflect the colors and the symbolism of the country, and be it further resolved that city staff will work with STO on the proposed branding and livery to be presented to the City of Ottawa's Transportation Committee and federal partners for input prior to the procurement or implementation. I'm back in the chair. All right, Councillor Hubley has a motion.
Bridge. Whereas the city, the federal government, and the provincial government have invested $6.7 billion in the city's O-Train network with stage one and two, and whereas the city is finalizing its planning work for stage three LRT to Kanata, Stittsville, and Barrhaven, and whereas climate change is a concern that needs to be addressed by all levels of government, and whereas the National Capital Commission is currently studying the construction of a new bridge to connect Gatineau and Ottawa, and whereas a new bridge would likely induce an increase in vehicle traffic, therefore increasing emissions of greenhouse gas in our region, therefore be it resolved that Mayor Watson write to the Prime Minister, the Minister of Finance, and the Minister of Infrastructure and Communities to request that the federal government prioritize investments in transformative and sustainable transit projects like Stage 3 LRT to Kanata, Stittsville, and Barrhaven, and the STO tramway rather than a sixth bridge. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Great. Thank you very much, Councillor. Our third motion is Councillor Lula.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. Whereas the benefit of the STO electric tramway project is not being this is Matt Fleury's. My bad. Sorry, Mr. Chair.
We'll get it on the screen there for you, Matt.
No problem. I got it right here.
Excellent.
That's what happens when you go through all the motions at the beginning, eh? They get all jumbled.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas the changing of the guard takes place on Parliament Hill every morning from late June to late July, and has since July 2nd, 1959. And whereas the parade is a cherished tradition for the ceremonial guard, comprised of members of the Governor General's Foot Guards, the Canadian Grenadier Guards, and augmented by members of the Canadian Armed Forces from across Canada, and is an important event for our tourism industry. And whereas the parade leaves Cartier Square Drill Hall and Laurier Avenue West and makes its way to Parliament Hill via the ceremonial route on Elgin Street and Wellington Street, and whereas the STO tram project proposes to use Wellington Street corridor and to have a terminus station at Elgin and Queen Streets, which might create some challenges for this cherished event. And whereas the proposed terminus station is adjacent to the War Memorial, the site where tens of thousands gather on Remembrance Day. Therefore, be it resolved that STO be mandated to meaningfully consult as part of the next phase of this project with the Ceremonial Guard, the Department of National Defense, and Veterans Affairs Canada on the location of the terminus station at Elgin Street and Queen Street, as well as the preservation and coordination of the changing of the guard and its use of the Ceremonial Guard's traditional routes along Elgin and Wellington Streets. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Great. Thank you, Councillor Luloff. On to the fourth and final, Councillor Fleury.
Yes, Monsieur le President. I'd ask members, I know that a number of copies were shared earlier, many have been amended, so if we can, this is the latest amendments here. Whereas the benefit of the STO electric tramway project is not being disputed as it would provide improvements for interprovincial transit customers, reduce the number of STO buses operating on Ottawa streets, and help both cities reduce GHG emissions. And whereas the location of the STO tramway in the national capital must be carefully considered from all aspects, not just cost, as it will have a lasting impact for many generations and factor into the image of our capital city. And whereas the STO tramway option on the surface of Wellington Street has many issues still to be resolved with the federal government, including requirements of additional properties, consolidating of accesses and funding. And whereas of the two options presented by the STO tram report, a below ground option would mitigate all issues associated with a surface option and allow city streets to evolve as future visions are consolidated and plans take shape. And whereas the Confederation Boulevard, which includes Wellington Street, is Ottawa's most attractive route and is a strategic importance to the capital city in terms of design and its role in other significant plans, including the Rideau-Wellington-Sussex nodes, the interprovincial transit loop vision, the Alexandra Bridge reconstruction, and security of the parliamentary precinct. Therefore, be it resolved that City Council reaffirmed to STO the importance of STO investments, including seamless connection to the City of Ottawa's LRT investments, and be it further resolved that City Council encourage STO and the federal government to review and include a loop option facilitating transit connections between the City of Ottawa and the City of Gatineau's respective downtowns. And be it further resolved that should the federal government, NCC, pursue a detailed study of the interprovincial transit loop vision, that the City of Ottawa, including OC Trans, will participate in the study along with the City of Gatineau and STO. And be it further resolved that the City Council reiterates its current transit priorities to the federal government, and that any federal funding for the STO tram does not limit or impact federal funding for the City of Ottawa, for the City of Ottawa's transit priorities, such as Stage 3 LRT.
Great. Thank you for that, Councillor Fleury. And as you mentioned, there was a little confusion at first, but I'll get staff to confirm, but this is not technical in nature. This is more political in nature. Previous versions kind of ran contrary to the actual report. So it doesn't speak directly to the report. So the loop is certainly worth studying, but we don't want to stall anything out, and I just ask staff to confirm that they are good with this this motion as it stands.
Yes, Chair, it's as you described it. There's no technical correlation to the report. The earlier versions, we had challenges supporting that. I want to thank the councillor for floating that by us earlier on. But this is purely political in terms of there's no technical connection to the report, and doesn't run against our recommendations that are before you today.
Great, thank you for that. So at this point, we do have three delegations. So the first delegation to speak today is David McRobbie. David, you have 5 minutes, the floor is yours.
Very good, thank you, Chair. Good morning, my name is David McRobbie. I'm a principal architect with McRobbie Architects. Our office is located at 66 Queen Street in the heart of Ottawa's downtown core. For the past 30 years, our firm has been privileged to work with our engineering colleagues on the evolution of public transit in Ottawa and the region, including stations designed originally for the RMOC bus transitway, functional design and environmental assessment for the Phase 2 Western extension of LRT from Tunney's Pasture to Kanata, planning options for the Trillium South Line station at the airport, and station location planning of the future Phase 3 extension of commuter rail west to Kanata and south to Barrhaven. I applaud the initiative taken by the STO to propose linking Gatineau and Ottawa with a tram, thereby increasing passenger capacity on public transit between sides of the river. That said, I believe that an enhanced vision to create a bi-directional loop encircling the Ottawa River Basin using the Portage Bridge and the Alexandra Bridge, which is slated for replacement within 10 years, will provide a more efficient, lasting solution to mitigate the impact of the over 200,000 daily trips across the Ottawa River by commuters between Ottawa and Gatineau. Could I have slide one, please, Kelly? While I leave it to others to provide background on the benefits of the loop concept, I will limit my time to describe in urban design terms the vision behind the transformation of Wellington Street as a primary component of the loop into a world-class pedestrian and transit mall worthy of a G7 capital. Currently, a congested thoroughfare for cars, trucks, buses, bicycles, and pedestrians during morning and afternoon commutes, Wellington Street is a facility that serves no one well. Removing car, truck, and bus traffic could showpiece 21st century technology for public transit while creating a spectacular and memorable urban experience and space for residents and visitors to our capital city. Our vision is of a shared pedestrian transit mall and cycling route that is shaded in summer and brightly lit in winter by an arcade of trees over its length. The Metcalf and O'Connor Street intersections could each feature urban scale, illuminated fountains, public art, sculptures, and other symbols of Canada and its capital. Could I have slide two, please? As you see in this view towards Parliament Hill at the intersection of Wellington and Metcalf, Parliament rises behind a new transit and pedestrian mall with LRT service, as you see, in both directions. And it is punctuated at center by an urban event, a fountain, some other techniques to be able to draw people towards this attractive environment. Could I have slide three, please? The overview of planning of the mall is relatively simple, in fact, and it demonstrates the ability of the 30-meter or 100 original right-of-way to accommodate pedestrians, transit users, and cyclists in a safe and secure environment while preserving the integrity of internal circulation with Parliament Hill. It has the benefit of also protecting the value of Canada's greatest asset, which is Parliament Hill, from a security standard, and in fact, formalizes property to the south side of Wellington Street for future use by the federal government, as you see in this slide. In conclusion, I believe that we have an opportunity to create lasting value for urban environment by taking a bold step like the Wellington Mall as a key component of the Loop project. Thank you for your attention.
Tim, you're on mute.
Oh, sorry. Thank you. Sorry. Questions? Councillor Hoobley.
Sorry, Mr. Chair. I have my hand raised for questions of staff.
No problem. Vice Chair Leeper.
Thanks. And David, thank you very much for showing us that. It's compelling and it's certainly very attractive. The key question I have is how does this tie into the city's efforts to reduce the number of STO buses on our city streets? Have you taken a look at how this can be a part of increasing light rail capacity to get people over here?
Well, I think this is focused on certainly on light rail. Unfortunately, because this is early days, we haven't had an opportunity to look at perhaps the broader context as yet, but what it does is it basically amalgamates both systems between the STO and the Ottawa systems with a continuous loop that serves in both directions, and therefore can't help but relieve the congestion and traffic on streets generally caused by buses and other vehicles. And we see this as really the way to be able to make this transfer of people between both sides of the river seamless and more easily connected to their to the existing systems.
Okay.
I'm not sure that answered your question, but I'm.
I just want to see some sort of, as this moves forward, I'm sure people are going to be kicking the tires on this for a long time to come.
Yeah.
You know, capacity is probably my most important consideration here, and I just want to understand what kind of capacity thinking has gone into your proposal in terms of being able to get people over from Gatineau to Ottawa in sufficient volumes.
As we go forward, it certainly would form a serious part of that, study. I'm not prepared today, unfortunately, to provide much more word than that.
Okay. Thanks, Chair.
Great. I don't see any other questions, but David, before I cut you loose, I just want to reiterate, this is wonderful. I like seeing this, but you know, if we want to convert Wellington into an urban mall, that's a whole other discussion. But as the report is in front of you today in regards to the tram, are you in support of that that proposal?
Well, we are, because I think that it has initiated the discussion primarily.
Yeah, absolutely.
But anything that can bring these sides of the rivers together, the river together, I think is a benefit.
Wonderful. Great. Thank you very much. Our next delegation is Lise Sarrazin.
Good morning, bonjour. Mon nom est Lise Sarrazin. Je suis directrice générale.
I'm executive director of Regroupement des gens d'affaires de la capitale.
Business Association of the National Capital Region. Mr. Chair, Councillor Tierney, Vice Chair, Councillor Leeper, members of the committee, bonjour, Monsieur le maire de Gatineau.
Hello to the mayor of Gatineau.
With adding the element as spoken by Mr. McRoby, so that the City of Ottawa works in coordination with the NCC and SDAO to study the impact and benefits of creating an at-grade Ottawa-Gatineau rail loop corridor that crosses the Portage and Alexandria Bridge tramway. Here's a few reasons why. Obviously, reducing traffic congestion from both bridges. We do know that there's many businesses that do business on both sides of the city, often crossing one bridge to Gatineau and then going back to the other bridge and coming back to the downtown core. So obviously bringing the downtown core to the Byward Market together. The idea also is to revive our downtown core, especially after the pandemic. We know that there's going to be major companies closing, office rentals are going to be open on both sides of the city. So this definitely brings more in-depth destination between the two cities, going from one side to the other, using tourism as a destination, adding and enhancing all of our, increasing all of our participants to all museums. We're sure there's going to be many more businesses opening in this area. This loop will support any initiatives done by Le Breton Flats, again, supporting economic development and growth to both of our cities. This will increase the numbers of visitors to our top destination, restaurants. We know there's going to be new festivals, most likely cultural events that will link both of our cities together. This is the appropriate time for Ottawa and Gatineau to really acclaim our national capital region as an international destination. This loop will provide this, will provide enhancement to all of our advertising on both sides of the city to a one major destination. As you most likely know, La Chambre de Commerce de Gatineau.
The Gatineau Chamber of Commerce.
Who's a major participant in this loop here. You've heard Mr. McKenna, who's in favor of studying this this project, as well as the NCC's chief executive, who has a very serious interest in this loop. So we are here today to make a bold statement to pour léguer un héritage à nos enfants.
To leave something for our children, to make a difference, and to link Ottawa and Gatineau, to make of this a green and international region. Thank you for having given me this time to speak to you.
Merci, Lise. Questions?
Thank you, Lise.
Conseiller Fleury.
Thank you, Lise. Thank you for your presentation. And hi. It's a pleasure to see you here today. As you know, the city and the STO did its study and presented two options, that is, the subterranean connection at Sparks. In the past few weeks, the STO did a campaign with regards to the financial implications of that option. And the other option is the Wellington Corridor. How do you foresee the next steps? I'm not convinced that the idea of the loop and the Wellington, the idea of the loop and Wellington are well coordinated if we look at technology and the approach. So what's your point of view on this? It's clear that we have to make further studies in order to determine what is the greenest option, a most energy efficient option. We know that in years to come, the fact of we know that Wellington should be closed to cars for security reasons. That's one reason. And then the Alexandra Bridge will be rebuilt in the next few years as well. So our thinking is that we should do a study, and I'm sure that Mr. Plamondon will speak to this in further detail, is to do a study on what is the most economical option, but also how we can join together all collaborative all the interveners, the City of Ottawa, Gatineau, the STO, the federal government, all stakeholders, how to shape this project. I'm not sure if that answers your question. Yes, I do agree. Thank you.
Merci.
Thank you.
Oh, I just saw a hand went down there. I don't think I see any other questions for the delegation. So, merci encore, Lise. Next up,
you,
our
Lise.
Third delegation is Bob Plamondon.
Chair Tierney and councillors, this committee has an opportunity today to breathe life into an idea that would fundamentally transform our G7 capital city and our national capital region. It's an idea that can be achieved without asking Ottawa taxpayers for a capital investment or to forego other transit projects and opportunities. I'm here today representing the supporters of the loop. We are citizens who want a greener capital. A capital that delivers an exceptional experience and function to residents and visitors alike on both sides of the Ottawa River. A capital that works better for people with disabilities. We support a vision that will link Ottawa and Gatineau transit system and that ties together the major nation-building institutions in Ottawa and Gatineau that surround Confederation Boulevard. Think of the Parliamentary Precinct, Major Hills Park, Byward Market, the National Gallery, the Mint, Nepean Point, Museum of History, Jacques Cartier Park, the Chaudière Falls and surrounding islands, the War Museum, Le Breton Flats, Library and Archives Canada, the Supreme Court, all the institutions along Confederation Boulevard. As a national project, the loop would be 100% federally funded and would not touch established and ongoing federal, provincial, municipal infrastructure funding. Even though the loop would likely be integrated with the STO Gatineau transit system, it would be paid for in the same way as the National Gallery and the Canadian Museum of History came into being as national institutions. The loop idea is not new, but its time has come. It enhances the capital realm. It addresses critical and growing concerns around national security that cannot be ignored. It links the major workplaces of the federal government, adding convenient access to people from Ottawa to Place du Portage and Terrestre-Lachaudière. It augments interprovincial transportation, and it aligns with the pressing need to replace the Alexandra Bridge. To meet these federal purposes and attract federal investment, the natural choice is the Wellington Street surface option that crosses both the Portage and Alexandra Bridges and continues along Confederation Boulevard. The tunnel option, by contrast, does not connect the major landmark
or address the national security considerations, and the added cost of a tunnel may kill the project altogether. In fact, it is only a loop that brings 100% federal funding to the table, which lessens the capital cost of the STO project and increases the likelihood of the National Capital Region achieving a more integrated transit system. The loop has attracted the support of four former mayors en anglais et en français and a growing number of community and business leaders. On Saturday, I spoke with John Ruddy, who signed on as a supporter of the loop, which I'm pleased to announce this morning. For the people of Ottawa, the loop offers significant benefits and at no cost. There could be even be operating cost savings if the ownership of Wellington Street is transferred to the NCC. For those who live here and work on the Quebec side of the border, the loop provides a convenient public transit connection. If you live here and you want to get to our national museums or Jacques Cartier Park for Winterlude, Ottawans would gain a public transit option. And it is not a question, in my opinion, of a loop versus, say, phase three of LRT. The funding of both projects would come from independent sources. And the loop is not something that can be easily appended as an afterthought to a transit stub on Wellington Street at Elgin. The loop is a single federal project that would be completed under one vision, one plan, and perhaps in multiple phases. So as the NCC looks at the loop option, as the RCMP considers security issues, as the federal government plans the replacement of the Alexandra Bridge, it is important to have on the record a formal indication from City Council that it believes the loop is worthy of study and consideration. That is why we are here this morning. Approving the two options in the proposed motion without reference to the loop will hamper our efforts as supporters of the loop to advocate for 100% federal funding. While staff cooperation with an NCC study might not technically require a council resolution, I encourage this committee to send a formal signal through a motion to the effect that the city staff work in coordination with the NCC, the Government of Canada, and the STO to study the impact and benefits of creating an Ottawa-Gatineau rail loop corridor that crosses the Portage and Alexandra Bridges. Thank you.
Well, you had 2 seconds left there, Bob. Good job. On the board, we go to committee members first. So we have Councillor Dudas, Councillor Fleury, and then Councillor McKenney. Councillor Dudas.
Thank you, Chair. Bob, I wanted to thank you. I think that this is a wonderful vision that you and your peers have brought forward for not just the City of Ottawa, but as you said, the National Capital Region to consider. I think your timing is apt. At the last Transit Committee, there was a lot of concerns, discussions, questions about what a segment of a tramway would look like, how it would serve not just certain residents and certain commuters, but how it would serve the greater good of the community and the greater good of the National Capital Region, including our businesses. And Bob, I think that my question to you is, once again, you've emphasized the need of our federal partners contributing, not just financially, but their thoughts, their visions. And I'd like to, you've given a bit of an idea as to how you can see this unfolding. Do you also have an idea as to timelines? Now, once again, you've brought a vision to us, and this seems like a very long initiative that I think, once again, we should endorse. I would like to know what you see unfolding. Would you see that it would come together in pieces? Would it be one hit in terms of building it on mass? Like, what is your vision in terms of how you would see it building out?
So our objective in forming the supporters of the loop was to advocate for and to realize the beginning of a study that would look at all of these options in terms of the route, of the phasing of the project, of the funding and the governance around the project to launch a study. So as you talk about, what this vision is for, and it's not just for this generation, it's for the next 100 years. It's a rare opportunity to do this right and not to do a project that falls short of fulfilling all of the benefits. But, if you're asking me, we've been meeting for over a year looking at all of the questions that you just asked, looking at routes. And we didn't want to get, you know, drawn into the details. We wanted to really to articulate a vision for what this could be. And in you know, more direct answer to your question, and it's something that I referred to in my report, is that this isn't something that is an add-on later on. This will only be realized, I believe, if it's treated as one project from the beginning at the design phase and when we're looking at funding, when we're looking at governance, that as one project that could have multiple phases. You know, you could begin with the direct connection of the Ottawa and Gatineau transit systems in phase one of this project, and then continue along Confederation Boulevard and extend it across Alexandra Bridge as the construction of that bridge is undertaken. But in all aspects of the design, consideration should be given to how this ultimately would be integrated into one single project that completes Confederation Boulevard.
Thank you very much, Paul.
Great. So looking back at the board, more hands started flying up. So we have to go to committee members first. So Councillor Fleury, followed by Councillor Hubley, then Councillor McKenney and Councillor Brockington.
Yes, Mr. President. Good morning, Bob. Good to see you.
Good morning.
Thank you. Thank you for taking the time, and thanks for igniting the capital hopes that you've done since the City of Gatineau and the STO did the briefing back in May. You're a former NCC board member, so my questions really relate to your expertise in that front, or your interest in that front. How do you see this project coming together? I sort of struggle. We have a report today, Spark Street or Wellington with a stub. As you know, I'm uncomfortable with the stub element, but obviously I value the loop. I think the loop would be something that's been discussed, something that's a window of opportunity. Can you be clear? And I mean, you know the federal realm better than I do. How do you see the STO and City of Gatineau's request come in, and how do you see that take shape within the federal partners circle?
So it is correct that, you know, I did serve on the NCC board and chaired a committee and was interim chair actually for a short period of time. I was deeply involved in the 50-year plan that the NCC put forward. And the animation of Confederation Boulevard was part of the NCC's 50-year plan. This is something that over my entire term on the board, and if you go back to the time that Jackie Holtzman even was on the board before me, this was an option, this was an idea, this was a vision that had been articulated. So this is not something that is new to the NCC. What we have, are three elements. One is just a confluence of circumstances that are coming together to really energize and animate and gain champions for this particular project. We've had these wonderful renderings that David McRoby's team produced that really has excited the entire community around, you know, what could be. And so it's attracted a lot of support. And the NCC itself, behind the scenes, even when I was on the board, and I think even after the fact with my discussion with board members and the NCC chair, you know, have been looking at this behind the scenes as a possibility, particularly as they've been looking at a new interprovincial bridge crossing, that's something they've been mandated to do. And as they've been preparing for the entry of Gatineau's transit system into Ottawa. So what I see as the next steps is the NCC taking the lead on a study, bringing together all of the various partners and stakeholders, including Indigenous communities, to examine the impacts and the benefits that a loop would provide relative to what is realized under the other two options have been brought forward to this committee today. So, you know, I think all of the options remain on the table. What I'm hopeful today from this committee is to get an endorsement to include to support the NCC and its work by sending a signal to staff and to OC Transpo. And in fact, sending a signal from this committee to the federal government that this is something the city is interested in. As the federal government looks at its capital planning and the capital realm, these are things that happen over a 10-year time frame. So the decisions you make today, you know, I think have an impact on the central agencies of the federal government to say to the RCMP, to PSPC, to the NCC, to the Department of Finance, that this is something that they need to put on the radar screen as a possibility. So I see the NCC really taking a lead, but working in partnership with STO, with the City of Gatineau, with the City of Ottawa, and other federal departments and agencies.
I can appreciate that, and I want to be cognizant of everyone's time. So if the response can be direct, how do you see the report with the STO study not advance too far that the NCC's review of it isn't too late? That's my fear, is that the STO and City of Gatineau seem to be quite advanced with their two analysis here. And how do you see that being coordinated and not advance too far and then trip up on the technology or the actual connections?
So, I mean, that's the reason why we're here today. That's the reason, the timing for the formation of our supporters of the loop. The NCC has done work already on this project behind the scenes. So I think the timing is good. I'm encouraged to hear reports. Mayor Pedon-Jobin is here with us this morning. I'm encouraged when I see reports from Gatineau and even from the Minister of Transport in Quebec that are breathing, as I say, some life into this project. So I see the timing as good, and that the NCC would be able to begin the study in fairly short order.
Okay. And just finally, do you feel that the motion that I presented there reflects kind of the position on the loop, just to make sure that committee members hear that?
Yes, the motion that you read out this morning, I think, is very consistent with the goals that the supporters of the loop have put forward.
Thank you.
Great. Councillor Hoodley.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Good morning, Bob. Good to see you again.
Good morning, Alan. Councillor?
A couple of questions for you with this. One of the concerns I have is, who's going to pick up the additional costs that will come to the City of Ottawa? And that would be, for example, on Wellington, as you know, there's a lot of tour buses that line up and down Wellington. They're going to have to be moved somewhere else. Does that mean the City of Ottawa taxpayers will have to pay to reconfigure another street to handle the traffic and so on from there? Has your group given any consideration to these additional costs?
So again, this would be something that would be reviewed in the course of a study. I think all of the consequential impacts on the on transit, transportation, on tourism, on things such as the changing of the guard, on Remembrance Day, all of these things would be looked at the study. I actually think that there's an opportunity for the City of Ottawa to save money and save costs. You know, for example, by transferring ownership of Wellington Street to the NCC, give them the operating cost burden and whatever issues that arise. This street, I would say, is necessarily best in federal hands, particularly for the security issues that the RCMP is responsible for. I know that Senate and other parliamentary committees have been looking at this issue, you know, and their prediction is that, you know, much like Pennsylvania Avenue was closed off to traffic, that Wellington Street, for security reasons, would be closed off to traffic. You've got 5-ton trucks today that are within 10 meters of the Prime Minister's office in East Block and West Block. So, you know, to your question, I see this as an opportunity for the City of Ottawa to download responsibility for some of the costs associated with security and the infrastructure in front of Wellington Street.
Thank you. I actually admire your optimism on this, that it could be a very positive thing. One more question for you. You were very involved with the naming of the Sir John A. Macdonald Parkway. With the tram coming across the bridge there, basically making the parkway a dead end, how do you see the impacts there? Because you mentioned earlier about phase 3 LRT not being part of the consideration here. I have to respectfully disagree with you on that, because if we don't have phase three, all the volume of traffic that is on that Sir John A. McDonald Parkway now has to go somewhere else until there's a phase three that's built, that they'll have an LRT option to get them into the core. So did you give any thought to that, or are you hoping that that all gets resolved within that study?
So, Councillor, you know, as you may know, I am a big advocate of LRT in Ottawa, and had a lot to do with the routing of phase two of LRT, resolving, you know, a pretty significant dispute. I'm a big supporter of phase three of LRT. My point in my presentation was that the funding for phase three of LRT would come out of a separate pot of money. It would come out of infrastructure money that's subject to joint federal, provincial, municipal agreements. That comes out of a separate pot of money than what would the federal government would use to fund the loop, the Confederation loop that falls within the federal realm, and that offers significant benefits to the to federal public servants. And it's essentially a nation building initiative that should not be cost burdened onto the city of Ottawa or city of Gatineau. As to the traffic that comes in along the, you know, the Sir John A. McDonald Parkway and into the downtown, and how that integrates into Wellington Street, and how it integrates with the Gatineau tram system, which would happen under any of the three options. If there's three options on the table, that issue has to be resolved. But that flow of traffic into downtown with additional capacity on Albert and Slater Street, associated with Ottawa's LRT system, depending on what you do with Spark Street, these are all matters that would be reviewed in the course of the study. So, you know, I think, you know, that's all the more reason why we want this study to be endorsed by City Council, and for there to be fairly, you know, quick action on moving it forward.
Okay, thank you. And as I said, always good to see you. So thanks for coming out today. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Councillor McKenney.
Thank you, Chair. Thanks, Bob and David before you for the presentations. Wellington Street is in the ward that I represent, and I'm quite interested in a few things on Wellington. One is obviously interprovincial transit. I think it's absolutely critical in order to build the National Capital Region, and in order to ensure that we have an ongoing, and we continue to grow into a new modern city. And the idea of a Confederation loop, you know, has been bandied about in the past. I've had conversations about it, different BIAs that I sit on in that area with the NCC, and I fully support the notion of a loop. I think that you're correct in terms of not just commuter traffic, which we often, you know, consider first, which is fine around our transit, but, you know, bringing people to both sides of the river, giving people those short rides, then the opportunity for just connecting residents and visitors and people who work downtown to that entire corridor, I think is key. I want to see a car-free Wellington. I'm going to put that on the table today. I think that as a modern city, we have got to commit to taking vehicular traffic off of Wellington. I would say, you know, after from Bank to Elgin is absolutely key. We have to figure out how we mitigate traffic in the rest of the downtown as a result. We can't have traffic, interprovincial traffic going in, you know, down Booth Street or any of our residential streets. But we certainly have a lot of capacity on those highways that we built through our city years ago, Lyon and Kent. So we've got essential highways running through our downtown that have a lot of capacity for vehicular traffic. So I just want to put that out, support it. I want to ask you, and I hope it's fair to ask you, I think that, you know, you're bringing us a vision, and I'm going to ask you for a little bit of detail, but staff mentioned, Bob, that in their opinion, neither corridor option put forward today would preclude a future loop. Do you agree with that?
So I think the option that is most consistent with the closure of traffic on Wellington Street, as you have advocated, that supports a true Confederation Boulevard, is the Wellington Street at grade option as compared with the tunnel. I think if you had the tunnel, that you would be now looking at the loop as a completely discrete project, and you would not be taking advantage of the opportunities and the investments that, you know, are already made coming across Portage Bridge and along Wellington Street. So I just think there's an opportunity to merge these ideas in a very cost-effective and efficient way. My concern about approving, let's say, for example, just the Wellington Street option that ends at a stub on Elgin Street, is that it becomes that much more difficult to reach the promised land effectively of the loop. Of you now have a certain amount of energy in the community, you know, planning resources being put to bear, the investments of the federal government, the Alexandra Bridge. I think just now is the time to do this as one project, rather than to do it piecemeal as two different projects. I think the risk of the loop never coming to be is greater if we only look at this as a project that first gets us to Elgin Street, and then we'll see what happens after that.
Okay, so just so I'm clear though, so you're not advocating for either. What you're saying to us is take a pause, think about how we can integrate a loop into transit on both sides of the river, and come back or ask the NCC to come back with that.
I think it would be a bit bold for us to say to take a pause. I think, you know, you've got two options on the table this morning with the staff motion. And I think now there's a third option. And I think if, you know, if I'm doing planning, I would continue to look at all three options, to look at the costs and benefits of the three and what they deliver to the residents of Ottawa, to the National Capital Region, and to the country as a whole, and continue to look at those three options. And then, you know, the business case, the inspirational case, you know, will be available for you to examine. But we at least want to get the City of Ottawa's endorsement to study the loop option.
Okay. And just one last question. Do you have any formal... have you had formal discussions with, and do you have any formal support from Minister McKenna or MP Fergus on the other side of the river?
So, as I mentioned, we have been meeting, you know, our group, which is a growing group for over a year, looking at the various options. Originally, I had proposed, you know, to your point earlier, in an op-ed in the Ottawa Citizen, about turning Wellington Street into a pedestrian mall. And then that got a lot of interest, but not enough to get over the hump. I needed more champions. And then this other idea came forward about integrating the Gatineau tram option. So I would say that we have had numerous discussions with federal, provincial, municipal officials, current office holders and past office holders. And there have been public declarations, I think, has been referred to in some of the earlier comments, I think from Lee Salazin has mentioned about Minister McKenna speaking favorably, you know, about this. Greg Fergus certainly has been speaking favorably about this, you know, as have many others. In fact, every single person that we have reached out to has been supportive of this concept. At least studying the concept. So we're not feeling resistance. We're only feeling encouragement, including from decision makers and those that have influence over how the public purse is allocated and spent.
Okay. And just one last question. So you would see the loop then as combining both kind of visions for Wellington Street, pedestrianizing it, and connecting through a loop on both sides of the river. Is that correct?
That's correct. And we do have, you know, website and social media, transitloop.ca shows our options for routes. They've got the wonderful renderings from David Bikrobi, the benefits listed, the news feeds that have happened and other endorsements. So so yes, that's the vision that, you know, that we see for the next 100 years.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks for coming out.
Thank you.
Great. Thank you very much. Councillor Brockington.
Thank you, Chair, and good morning, everyone. Can you tell me, and the committee, the advantages of the tram proposal versus an electric-powered articulated bus that ran every 5 minutes? You can still have a clean bus. You don't have to spend $3.5 billion. And if the goal is to connect people from both sides of the river, you can do it with an e-bus. So why would you support a tram proposal over, let's say, an e-bus proposal? What makes this the best or the most optimal proposal?
So if the question is to me, you're going to quickly exceed my level of technical expertise. I would say this, that our group are supporters of the loop. And so that is the principal objective that we have. We are tying into an existing vision and project that Gatineau has endorsed, and the city of Gatineau and STO have come forward with, which is a tram. And we see the loop, actually the advantages of a loop is it's something that is continuous, so that you could get on at Elmer, come right downtown without having necessarily to have a transit stop to get off of one mode of transportation and onto another. So, I mean, that's the logical benefit of not having, you know, two different systems, just functionally. I don't think you have to be a technical expert to say that. But to your point, Councillor, I mean, you know, there is no technical reason why you couldn't have a multimodal type system. Again, I think the study would look at what you're proposing, which is, you know, is a all tram option the best way to go, or there might be other modes of creating the loop, including an all electric bus as an option. So I think the study would look at that. I would point out, even though David McRoby's wonderful renderings do show overhead wires on Wellington Street, that the actual proposal from the STO Gatineau is that the buses or the tram would be powered through batteries, at least during that particular phase of the loop, to minimize overhead wires. So it can be battery powered. Or it could be electrified through cables, or as you say, you know, there may be another option of having it as buses. But this is something that I think the study would look at.
And do you see the Alexandra Bridge as integral to the two cities loop network?
Yes, I think the Alexandra Bridge is one of the three drivers of this. We are, you know, it is now, the NCC is doing public consultations on the replacement of that bridge. And now is the time to think about how to integrate public transit into that bridge. And you know, when we're, you know, I'm an economist at heart and, you know, a writer and consultant, among other things. When you're doing a business case on this, for example, in the Alexandra Bridge, and you look at the incremental cost of adding public transit versus, you know, for a new bridge, the incremental cost is relatively modest than if you had to take an existing bridge and convert it into a public transit link.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Excellent. So the advantages are there. You know, if not now, we'll never have this confluence of circumstances come together at one point again.
I just completed my survey last week and I said, you've got to make room for the tram or a train, because without that, then that bridge to me is not. Mr. Chair, I'll just say I thank the presenter. I think his comment about, you know, Wellington Street being taken over by the federal government, I think
is an interesting suggestion, something that I think needs additional thought. There's a number of reasons why that makes sense. And I really like the suggestion that all three proposals should go through a cost-benefit analysis. If the city is going to endorse this project, in theory, I think you need to keep all options on the table and get a really detailed analysis of all three. This is a major decision. And so I think we need as much information as we get. But thank you, Mr. Chair, and to the delegates.
And our final questions coming from Councillor Kavanaugh.
Thank you. Thank you, Bob, for your presentation. One of the things that I find attractive about it is having it open in front of Parliament after working there for 30 years. I don't know how many times I've crossed that street going to committee meetings, but it would be better to have no traffic there. But along with Councillor Hubley, I really want to know if the studies have been done to prove that people who are heading west, because not everybody works downtown, they're heading west to go to high tech out in Kanata and other places, and they fill the parkway. I want to make sure that the studies have been done to prove that these people are going to take transit as well. I mean, it's nice to have that loop, and it's very touristy, and it's great. I like it, but I also want to make sure that that part has been looked at, because it's not just about downtown. Do you have any comments on that?
So, my only comment is, you know, I think the study that the NCC would undertake would have a broad mandate and look at all of the consequential impacts of what the loop would mean, not just for the downtown core, but for the national capital region as a whole, no matter where you live. And I think that's my sense from speaking with the NCC, that would be part of their remit as they look at the various options for integrating Ottawa-Gatineau transit and enhancing the capital realm.
Hey, thank you. I also want to make sure that cycling is not forgotten, that it's not compromised. Is that being taken into consideration with the loop?
And you can see from the rendering that David McRoby has produced, there is cycling on Wellington Street. The only thing that we know, just in our conversations as a committee, that this would not be, for high speed cycling. This would be for a relatively slow pedestrian speed type cycling, so that cycling would certainly have access to it, and cycling would be promoted on Wellington Street, but in a very safe and cautious way.
Well, good luck, because working with the parliamentary precinct will be interesting. I don't know how you're going to get those tourist buses off the road, because that's actually one of the biggest hazards on Wellington right now, in terms for cyclists, for everybody. And I don't know how that plan works, but I think that's actually one of the biggest problems.
Noted.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Great. Thank you, Bob. I'm looking at the board. I don't see any other questions for yourself. So that ends the delegation component of our conversation here at committee today. But before I start going to the board for questions to staff, John, it seems like the last few delegations, we've been speaking a lot about everything but the report. Great vision for the loop, a lot of great ideas. What you've heard today, how can you envision what we could do as a city if we were to go down that kind of road?
Thank you, Chair. Just listening to the speakers and certainly following this in the last couple of weeks, my recommendation to help committee today would be, our advice would be that you approve the staff report so that you're dealing with the matter that's before you today. And that enables STO, OC Transplant, everybody to continue to work together with integrated transit between both jurisdictions. And it's great that we're all saying that. So the next question becomes, if the vision that you're seeing, and there's great drawings and great dialogue about connecting, further connections, how do you move forward on that vision? And how do you stay focused on what are the council priorities on the Ottawa side of things. So my recommendation in the spirit of trying to help through this is approve the staff report. Then I would encourage someone to move a recommendation that you direct staff to include in the TMP, which is underway now. And this unlocks what Mr. Plamondon is talking about. How do you keep the vision alive, and how do you move it and study it? And again, it's great to hear that everybody understands the complexity of that. I should say the report does not preclude the loop in any way. So if you approve the report, you're not compromising the vision of the loop. And I think it's more than the loop. I think as Mr. McRobbery showed those great pictures, you could direct staff to do two things. A study on the loop that is 100% funded by the federal government, both in the study and in the build and in the operation of it. I would be that specific on it. I would take it a step further. If you want the vision to be even bolder, you could also direct staff to direct the federal government to fund a vision for what the Wellington Street looks like. Are we converting that to a pedestrian mall? Are we converting that to a precinct, very much like other cities and so forth? So that could be in the TMP with the conditions of federal funding, as Mr. Plamondon talked about. And I would also put in that motion that you reinforce your priorities are stage three for funding when it comes to provincial and federal funding. So that way you have, you continue with your mission on stage three. You have a vision for the future on the loop that seems to be, I don't know if everyone's endorsing that or not, but if that's what you want. And you move forward on a very important project with STO in terms of the staff report and the recommendation that's before you.
Great. Thanks for that, John. We'll go to the board. We got Councillor Luloff, followed by Councillor Fleury, Leeper, and Dudas. And who?
I first want to express my appreciation for Mayor Padnojavine being here today to listen to this. I think that it's really becoming of you to have a hand in this discussion and to hear what Ottawa City Council has to say. I'd also like to thank your transportation chair, your transit chair of STO, for engaging with us on this project. I think that we had some fruitful discussions. I will be voting for this staff report, but I do feel that I need to say that, while my motion will address some of the concerns that I have about the Wellington Street option, it does not really address them all. I am worried about placing tram tracks on Wellington Street. This is a very important vista for the city of Ottawa. It is probably the most iconic vista that we have in the city. I do like seeing in the staff report that we are going to do everything we can to ensure that traffic can still use Wellington Street when we have guests come into town from all over the country, especially during Christmas time when the Parliament buildings are lit up. It's gorgeous, and it's always a nice drive by to show people that are visiting the city. And I do really worry about losing that vista and the safety issues that are concerned with ensuring that the ceremonial guard can continue using Parliament Hill to do the change of the guard, as well as Fortissimo, which happens at the end of their season. This is something that we really value and that we really cherish and is a part of our city's history, our national history, and our military history. So I will be supporting this report, but I definitely want to ensure that I'm expressing my strong support for the Spark Street Tunnel. I do want to see Spark Street revitalized. And I think that having thousands of people get off on Spark Street will be great for business on Spark Street. And we'll also shift the focus to revitalizing this very, very important piece of our downtown that, frankly, over the years has been really underused. So thanks for the opportunity to share my comments, Mr. Cherney. Again, I will support the staff report, but I really want to see a focus on the Spark Street Tunnel. The city of Ottawa and the province of Ontario and the government of Canada spent billions of dollars putting our LRT underground. I don't want all that effort to be wasted now by placing a tram where we could have run the LRT in the first place. We did quite a bit of work to move that infrastructure underground so as to not disturb emergency operations on Wellington Street, to ensure that we can continue to have traffic running east and west along that really important vista. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Councillor Lulof. Councillor Fleury.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. My questions are to Vivi and John particularly. So I want to understand, in the report, there's a number of studies that the federal government has undertaken, that it be the Wellington, Rideau, Colonel Bice node, the bi-directional lane along Wellington, the Alexandra Bridge. What other studies are happening in the federal precinct that could have influence on this? And have we gotten feedback from those stakeholders as part of our report preparation?
Councillor, you've identified the key studies there, although the Rideau Sussex node is actually City of Ottawa-led project with involvement of the NCC. The NCC is working with us on the joint bi-directional bike lanes on Wellington. Through the STO study, PSPC are looking at the longer-term plans for the judicial precincts and what they want to do there. So they haven't started that study, so we don't have any information on that. But for this area, I think you've touched on all of the important studies that are underway.
There's rumors, and I guess these are in secret Senate committees and PSPC parliamentary precinct stuff, but there is rumors that the federal government was looking to close Wellington in the near future. Is that information that you were made aware of or that you're privy to?
Well, I think there's always a review of the security measures around the offices, the buildings in this area. So, of course, closing down traffic would be an option, but that work is still underway. So otherwise, this STO study would not have proposed traffic being carried through all the way along Wellington.
And although I support my colleague and neighbor, Councillor McKinney's point around pedestrianization, can you maybe speak to the report? Because I know Ecology Ottawa tweeted earlier this week that the Wellington option was the option to pedestrianize Wellington. And although I think that to be very desirable, I didn't see that in the report. So can you speak to the design elements of Wellington that were discussed, and if in your mind or where in the report it spoke to the removal of cars? Because I think from my perspective, that's not been reflected in the report.
Oh, that was actually brought up in September. And the two options on Wellington are to maintain traffic all along the entire stretch. So it's one lane per direction, and turning movements would be restricted. Turning lanes would be removed in order to make the space for the tramway. So that's the option that is in the report in front of you today. So it's a Wellington with traffic. The other option along Wellington is no traffic east of Bank Street. So between Bank and Elgin, there would be no traffic permitted there. So all the vehicles would turn onto Bank Street. Now in both options of Wellington, cycling and sidewalks for pedestrians are there. Of course, the one that removes traffic east of Bank would have more space for wider sidewalks and improved cycling designs through that segment.
Okay. Maybe that is a thing to consider, that this committee might want to strike a position on the desirability of the public realm along Wellington as it forms recommendation 3. The loop question, you and I have had countless discussions over the last week on the report and the loop itself. I wonder how, if you can express the, you and I have talked about the technology challenges. So if Wellington was to proceed with a stub at the end of the route, what would be in from your expertise in transportation planning, what would be the limitations to all of a sudden think of a phase two of that without a comprehensive review in the first place?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so the current SDO study talks about a streetcar type technology, so tramway, but it in its own dedicated lane. So it's to work with at grade with intersections. People get on, people get off the tram. And it's probably a vehicle size that would be suitable for the commuting demand from the western end. So, you know, so these things will have to be worked out. But given the how the vehicle size and how they choose it, then any curves would be dictated by that type of technology, that vehicle design. So there are some tight curves along Wellington to turn up onto Sussex, if we were to talk about the loop. So that's a technical thing to consider. I mean, the study hasn't taken place, but I would point out that's a consideration. So if it's a longer vehicle, then you need to have a wider curve. If there are smaller vehicles that are more frequent in terms of passing by for passengers, then it's a different design. So this these are very important things to consider when the study takes place.
I think those are very good points. I would highlight to committee that, you know, that's where it leaves the Wellington stub as a really with a lot of concern to us that this would proceed through the federal review without the key elements that that were highlighted by our city professionals. Mr. Chair, I do have the motion on the floor, and Mr. Manconi did raise a number of recommendations, which I think would be best suited in to be added to my motion. I'm certainly comfortable in adding what I believe he said, which was to include it in our TMP and then study that the feds would pay for the study, the build and the operation of any loop option. And then also asking for the design of the Wellington corridor from the federal government. I think those to be friendly amendments if that can be if that can be worked through with the clerk in terms of wording.
Okay, so we're on version 6 here. If you're keeping track,
version 10.
Yeah. So thank God for versioning in Word. Maybe you can work with staff because we do have quite a few more on the board to make sure the wording is correct, so we can present it on the screen to ensure all members of this committee are aware of the actual wording. If you can go ahead, work with probably who's best, John. Can you give us some guidance here?
Chair, Vivi and I will type something up and get it over to the clerk's office, and then you folks can decide where it goes.
Okay, there won't be a version 7, we swear. All right, so we're moving along. Vice Chair Leeper.
Thank you, Chair. To Vivi and John, first I should say that, you know, as we discuss this idea of pedestrianizing Wellington Street, I'm going to disagree with Councillor Luloff and disagree with him vehemently. I think, you know, we can take a look at the example of Washington, D.C. and the pedestrianization of spaces in front of the White House on Pennsylvania Avenue, for example, as an example of how we can really try to make the city truly inviting to people who want to see it. But that's not a decision that we have to make today. I just want to make sure from Vivi and John that if we approve the staff report, which is to approve of the Wellington Street with traffic street level option, that we are not fully closing the door, whether there is a tram on Wellington or whether that tram goes in a Spark Street tunnel, that, you know, some future council has the opportunity to pedestrianize Wellington Street.
Vivi, do you want to speak to that, please?
Yeah. So the question is that recommendation 3 would not preclude a future decision
Yeah, are we closing the door? If Wellington Street were chosen as the okay. Wellington with traffic option, would the door be closed at some point down the road?
Okay, so recommendation three includes that we need to have a more detailed traffic analysis. And certainly if you, in the future, or you would need to see the ramifications. And because there would be trade-offs when you close off a significant arterial through the downtown like this, the traffic will go somewhere else. So it would be the trade-offs between, you know, how that traffic can be mitigated somewhere else versus achieving a vision that council may have about a pedestrian and transit mall in this area. So I don't think you will be precluding it. Our recommendation is based on the information, the study that has been done to date, and that is that the option with traffic through Wellington is not a showstopper. It has some issues, but not significant. Now, if you take traffic away from the entire corridor or part of it, it's a different scenario that we would be describing to you.
The design for a Wellington tram would, if we wanted to leave the door open to pedestrianizing Wellington, would the design of the where the rails are laid have to be different?
Well, currently the STO study shows two double tracks on the north side of Wellington. And whereas David McCrobie's drawings show them straddling like on the north side as well as the south side of that large corridor.
If it was double tracked on the north side of Wellington, though, would that preclude a future pedestrianization?
It would be. I don't think it would. I just think that the design, the right of way, the elements in there would be in different locations. That's all.
Sure. Yeah, I don't believe that this committee or this council is willing to make a determination today that we want to pedestrianize Wellington. But my support for the staff report is on the basis that if some future council chose that as the direction in which it wants to go, that it would be possible. So I'll be supporting the report, but at every opportunity, I'll be seeing whether we can open that pedestrianization question up a little bit, loop or no loop. All right, I'll leave it there. Thank you, Chair.
Great, thank you very much, Vice Chair. I'll go to Councillor Dudas.
Thank you. I have a couple of questions in respect to actually Councillor Hubley's motion that is before us, as well as I wanted to get back to the conversation about the report that's in front of us. I was hoping to get Vivi, your opinion or John's opinion on the motion in respect to the bridge. Sorry, I saw John's hand go up. John?
Sorry, what was the question? I missed it.
So my question is that, you know, we're talking about better interactions, better connections with our partners on the other side of the river. And we're seeing this motion in front of us in respect to a sixth bridge. And while, you know, I 100% want us to prioritize sustainable transportation options, once again, having better connections and having that bridge as part of the holistic approach to our connections and our transportation options. This seems to be a little at a left field for me. And I'm just curious as to John and Vivi, your opinion on this particular motion in terms of how it addresses our overall transportation network and our issues that we have with trucks in the core.
So we were surprised also that we're back into the bridge discussion. I mean, previous councils have been through a lot on this bridge issue. Staff remain focused on the priorities that you've given us in the current TMP. And in the future TMP, that's under discussion with you right now. So in terms of where we would sit in terms of support, our position is council has been clear on where your priorities are across all modes. A bridge was not in the mix, so we were surprised to see that started to get into the dialogue again. So our position would be focus on what the priorities are, unless council wants to change those priorities. And I doubt that that's what you're suggesting at this point, because the bridge was not in the plan. And again, the TMP is your opportunity to, if a bridge is a priority of council in the community, that's where you would put this priority in the queue. But right now it's not in the queue for us. Our focus remains on all the other elements of the TMP.
Okay. So you're representing a lot of people, commuting from the East End. I think that for me, this particular motion, and forgive me, Councillor Hubley, I know your intentions are well placed. I will not be supporting your particular motion because I think that we still need a lot of public consultation in respect to our economic opportunities and connecting the East End of our city with our connections in Gatineau. There are opportunities for greater connections with public transit, with our partners and our economic opportunities in Montreal. And we need to also continue to focus on how will we ever get trucks out of the downtown core, knowing that a tunnel is a very costly expenditure. So I think that, I would like to see further conversation about it. I would never say I'm going to advocate for one connection over another right now, but I'm just saying I think that I can't support this particular motion. I appreciate, John, your input on that. I did want to get back to the report itself. And we've been talking about Wellington, but I'm also wondering, Vivi, from your perspective, the Spark Street option and the underground option, if it were to go in that way, does that mean that the loop as a whole, as a vision, could not be a possibility?
In our presentation, we said that both options do not preclude the loop. There would be some redundancy for a segment because you have the east-west connection under Sparks and there's also an east-west connection on Wellington for the loop. So there is that. And in our presentation, we said that the Sparks tunnel would divert away and would not be as integrated with the loop.
Okay. And that's good to know too, because even if we pass this report, which voting in favor of, it still doesn't stop us from having this longer term conversation about how can we get this better connection with Gatineau, how we can have a better connectivity in terms of our commuters, but also our businesses. I would like to know though too, we've been talking a lot about pedestrianizing Wellington. And I have to say, I would be in favor of that. I think that a lot of my initial concerns with the tram project from STO would be addressed if it was a pedestrian thoroughfare. And I think that that would open up a whole new realm of possibilities for our parliamentary precinct. We've seen an op-ed from the NCC. Is there indication that the federal government would be willing to come to the table with money for this, that they would be able to, one of our presenters had mentioned before, that we can download Wellington to them? Is there a potential that they would take this on? Because I would not want to see Ottawa taxpayers covering the cost of a vision that would mean that we couldn't put money into stage three of LRT to Barrhaven or Kanata.
Is that for me, Councillor? Are you asking me?
Yes.
Okay. Well, it seems that the feds are, STO has been in discussion with the federal government about funding the STO tramway project. And I know that the NCC have been interested in this loop for a while. So I would have to assume that the federal government is the major stakeholder in both of these projects, and not that this would not be part of the City of Ottawa's responsibilities for for funding it.
Okay, but it's never been formally said by the NCC or any of the other federal partners that they'd be willing to take on pedestrianization of Wellington.
Councillor, the draft motion we're pulling together, I'm gonna make it abundantly clear that it's all in. It's as Mr. Plamondon said, if the federal government wants to fund the creation of a pedestrian mall in front of the Peace Tower and a loop and takeover, and I've been involved in lots of transfers with the NCC on these things, they're complicated, they're costly, but the motion, my recommendation to committee would be that you'd be crystal clear that you don't just study it, but the all costs for the loop and the mall, if you turn it into whatever, a pedestrian mall or a tourist mall, whatever it becomes, become the responsibility of the federal government for operating capital and the study costs. And that's the draft motion that we're working on right now that would come to you.
Wonderful. Thank you. That addresses my concerns. I appreciate that. Thank you, Chair.
Councillor Hoobley.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just, I'll offer it up to Councillor Dudas because I don't want to leave it out there that if she's not supporting this motion, I don't want people interpreting that she is not prioritizing one third of the city to be involved in the LRT project by excluding Barrhaven and Kanata and Stittsville. So I'm happy if she wishes to amend it to take out the references to the bridge. So that would be the last whereas about the bridge and then the last five words rather than a six bridge. The intent of the motion from the start was to ensure that the mayor put on the table that the city was prioritizing funding for LRT phase three so that we could get all the hundreds of thousands of people that live in Barrhaven and Kanata and Stittsville onto the LRT system. I see it doesn't have to be connected to this system. Our concern, because I actually like some of the ideas that are being discussed here for removing STO buses, but we have to get our position on the table. So that was the intent of the motion. And so if it's the will of the committee, I'm more than happy to take those out because they were put in by other councillors suggesting we do this. So if that helps, Councillor Dudas, I'm happy to do that.
Great. It does. Thank you.
Well, let's wait till we get to the end of our delegation, or forgive me, delegations. Where am I? It's 10 after 11 and I have to have a coffee. I just want to go through the rest of the committee members and we'll come back to that point at the end.
Okay, so I'll go to my questions then for staff. Yeah,
let's do that.
So, Mr. Manconi, I like what you're saying about we have to make sure that we get the funding, all our costs included in the funding ask for this project. Would that, in your mind, would that include taking care of this issue where the Sir John A. Macdonald meets with Wellington? Because in my view, if we go with the loop and all the plans for Wellington, we're probably better off redirecting the traffic from Sir John A. either right through LeBreton Flats or around LeBreton Flats to connect to other downtown streets to move that traffic through Ottawa, at least until we can get a phase three project funded. Would all those costs all be lumped into that?
So just for clarity, if you approve the staff report, our position is that everything associated with the tram system that's in this study is 100% up to STO to get from the federal government or other funding sources. The city of Ottawa should not be on the hook for any costs. And there will be costs, intersection coordination, logistics, cycling, pedestrians, all those things. So the report makes it very clear it's all their costs. If anything associated with the loop, the amended motion or the motion that I'm crafting up is going to be very clear that if there's any direct or indirect costs, which Councillor Dudas spoke to, you're speaking to, Chair Hubley, that would all be part of the federal bill, whether it's study, acquisition costs, capital, and operating, and the indirect impacts associated with any loop operations. But hence, the importance of doing the study right in terms of moving forward on the vision.
Okay, thank you. And finally, Councillor Brockington brought up an interesting idea this morning about perhaps going to e-buses for this. As everybody knows, we have a pilot project in the works on e-buses. Would it be possible, Mr. Manconi, to reach out to your counterparts at STO to see if they would like to be a part of that pilot to see if that might be a more affordable option to deliver this cross-border service?
Sorry, Councillor Hubley, are you speaking with respect to the mode of the study that's before you today?
Yes, my understanding of Councillor, and if Councillor Brockington is still on there, he can correct me if I didn't understand him right. But I thought he asked about the option of using e-buses instead of a tram.
Yeah, perhaps I'll let the STO's staff speak to that in detail. But at the high level, the use of buses was looked at, and they, the study is a long-term view. And so the tram, it's not about the fuel source, because you're electrified either way, so you're getting the environmental benefits. It's about capacity, future capacity on that. So perhaps you may want the STO to comment on that. This commits you to going with the tram option in terms of the mode. So I'm a chair, I default to you in terms of comments from STO staff.
Okay, would STO like to comment on that? Was that an option considered or something you would think of?
Yes, if I may, Mr. Chair, Patrick, I'm a director of planning at the STO. We did look at it. And even with articulated buses at the opening of the system, we'd have over 100 buses per hour crossing the Portage Bridge. So even that was not a suitable option to meet the needs of reducing the number of buses.
Okay, thank you. Okay, that's all for me. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Great. Councillor Menard.
Great. Thanks so much, Mr. Chair, and thank you for the report to staff, and also Mayor Pinot-Gilbain for being here. Nice to see you and all the great delegations. I think this is a real opportunity to improve our downtown core. It's a great chance to start to implement a new vision for Wellington. I think Wellington right now is pretty unpleasant, actually. It's not a great street to be on in general. It doesn't feel safe. It doesn't feel like you've got the space to move around. It's not what a street running in front of Parliament should really look like, in my view. And so converting to a tramway, I think, gives us the opportunity to improve pedestrian facilities, to really improve the cycling facilities, which is an economic advantage for the city, as well as an increase for safety. Greening the street properly, in terms of more trees and improving the view and the environment, the effect for tourists could be fantastic. Also greening along the tracks as an option. So I think this is important. The piece about, approving this report and the option that we've got in front of us with cars on the street, I mean, I think we need to make sure we're studying that appropriately. As Councillor Hubley notes in a different motion to be considered today, essentially induced demand is a real thing. And we need to prioritize our streets in the core, especially for active transportation, for transit, to make sure that we can start to induce that type of demand. And so I do have some questions in terms of how the motion is phrased, and I want to make sure, because I want to support this, I want to make sure we're all speaking the same language here. If we pass this motion today, is there going to be more information, and it's similar to Councillor Leeper's question, but I just want to be clear, is there going to be more information to come back to us on a pedestrianized Wellington that says, look, at this could be an option, or this isn't an option for us for these reasons. Is that going to come back to make a decision on it, or is this it? And we're heading forward with the Sparks if there's funding, but if not, Wellington with traffic.
Chair, as a good planner, if there is anything that is different from what you're approving today, if at the next phase that something changes significantly from what you're approving today, I think it would be very prudent for a report to come back to you for consideration.
Okay, and I mean, it's important because when I spoke with representatives from Gatineau and in looking through the report, it seemed that we were heading in the direction of approving a Wellington if need be, which I think it should be there, but that we don't lose that other option. And that's really important for me is I don't know, do we need to approve a Wellington with cars today, or could we add a clause onto this? Do we need to add a clause either to Ms. Chi or Mr. Manconi? Do we need to add a clause on there that says, look at, we'll come back with that information along with this motion. I just don't want to lose that option.
Yeah, Mr. Chair, through you, I think everything that the councillor is raising is in staff's bullets under three. We're on the same page, councillor. It's this isn't the end of the work. There's a lot of heavy lifting that STO needs to do and needs to bring back to you. If it's Wellington with a tram, what does that corridor, what does that cross section look like? And to Vivi's point, the job of staff is to make sure that at the highest level, all of Council's, City of Ottawa Council's policies, priorities, and practices are checked off. And we'd be happy to bring back an information report or whatever to say, if it's with the tram, here's what it looks like. Now, if you approve a motion that speaks to the vision of a loop, that will further shape our view and our lens that we apply to it, because you're going to want to keep the corridor flexible in terms of where the tracks go and all those sorts of things. So into making that real, again, if the motion's approved, we would work with STO to say, okay, if it does get converted to a pedestrian mall, how does your plan fit in there? And we need to look at that. And we'd be happy to take direction from committee to come back and share that when we get those details. But let's make sure we're clear. We got to take care of the pedestrians, the tour buses, vehicle traffic, safety, the precinct, and everything that's outlined in the report. And make sure that we apply all of your policies and your practices and your current visions on the importance of all the modes that use that corridor.
Okay, thank you very much for that. That's helpful. I think in the report, there's a couple pieces mentioning around, particularly around our regular operations. So snow clearing, for example, and the cost and where that would be realized and what options we'd have for that. And one of the things raised was there's no snow storage area in this case. And that we'd have to remove snow, I think almost every time after a heavy snowfall is what it was saying. And so I guess the question is that more amenable under a pedestrianized space, easier for us to deal with under a pedestrianized space versus one with traffic? And in the staff report, there was also a cost for the Wellington tram with the traffic option, but I don't know if I saw it without it. And so I'm wondering on those two pieces.
Well, just some thoughts on that. That's my old world. I used to run public works. So you got to remember that Wellington is one of the highest maintained streets in our network right now. There's very high standards that the NCC has imposed on us. And there's agreements to that effect. You can argue it both ways, whether it's a tram system on a mixed-use corridor or a pedestrian mall. Some would argue that a pedestrian mall have higher costs because there's a lot of handwork and so forth. We're not worried about all those things. We'll figure that stuff out. And even with a tram in the current configuration, remembering that we had an earlier phase of our LRT system that was going to be all on road. So we know the costs and how to do that snow removal and things like that. I think in the grand scheme of things, of some of the bigger policy discussions that you're having today, I would just let you know that we know how to sort through the snow stuff. There'll be a premium. And again, those are all the details that we can sort out and move forward on.
Okay. And is there a cost estimate without traffic at this point, or just the one with traffic at this point?
It's the cost to build the tram. So the tracks will be there through the whole corridor anyway. So the without traffic was not part of the picture when they were costing the project.
Okay. Thank you very much for your help. Appreciate that. Back to you, Chair.
Great. Thank you very much, Sean. Councillor McKenney.
Thank you, Chair. And thank you for everyone for coming out today and for the conversation that we've had. It's for me, it's one of the more encouraging conversations we've had around transit, around pedestrianizing a main street in the downtown. People often say, and it's not untrue, that Somerset Ward kind of goes up to Sparks even, and beyond that, residents who live downtown don't travel down Sparks because they don't live there, then they don't travel down Wellington because it's unpleasant, unless you're a tourist and you're going straight over to visit on the hill. It's an unpleasant street with a lot of traffic, fast traffic, and not particularly safe for cyclists and
there are plans to provide cycling options for Wellington, but today's conversation around pedestrianizing Wellington is the first time we've had that in, I think, this forum and in a serious forum, and I appreciate that. I just want to learn from staff, get your opinion on the motion in front of us. So you responded to Councillor Menard's question about the report, and if we accept if transportation committee today, not a member, accept this, and council does, it does not preclude or it does not put off the notion of pedestrianizing Wellington. Councillor Fleury's motion, and I'll tell you the whereas that I'm concerned about, where I think it's a fourth of the two options presented by STO Tram report, a below ground option would mitigate all issues associated with surface option and allow city streets to evolve as future visions are consolidated and plans take shape. Does that whereas move us further away from, so that I don't agree with that whereas, because I think it establishes the tunnel option as the preferred option. I think all options should be on the table. I think we should be looking at them all. But does that whereas and as a result that the motion move us further away from pedestrianizing Wellington Street, or does it move us closer to pedestrianizing Wellington Street?
I think my view of it, I mean, you'd have to ask clerks for their opinions, but I think if you approve a motion or amended motion or a standalone motion that you're going to ask staff to get the federal government to look at a pedestrian mall and a loop, I think it neutralizes that and just you're keeping all your options open, Councillor, is what I'm saying.
Okay.
That's my interpretation of it. The standalone Fleury motion, as I said in my opening comments, is not technical in nature. It doesn't go against the staff report. If you do an augmented motion or add to it that you're going to ask the federal government to look at these things, I think you're keeping all your options open.
Okay. And you mentioned earlier, Mr. Manconi, when you were talking about, you know, from a staff city perspective, you know, we look at, you know, our priorities of transit, vehicle traffic, safety, et cetera. When you consider vehicular traffic as a priority, can you tell me what you consider that to mean in this area? Is it, you know, ensuring, obviously, we don't want interprovincial traffic going down Booth Street. We can't divert it down a residential street. I actually have an inquiry coming about Booth Street later today because it's such a mess. But again, as I mentioned earlier, we do have Lyon and Kent, which are essentially highways that we really need to start narrowing. They're, you know, have an immense amount of capacity on those streets. Are you looking at the options of diverting some of that traffic down Lyon and Kent to ensure that we would be able to keep Wellington pedestrianized between Bank and Elgin?
I think those are all the details that the study would we need to look at. Vivi, do you have any comments?
That's correct, John. And sorry, my video is not on. There we go. And of course, we have to ensure that our lens of review would be supporting council policies, and we know that in your community, in your ward, councillor, that the issue of traffic on Booth Street with residential homes there is a big concern. So that's how we would review all the information that comes through this study with that lens as well.
Mr. Okay. Chair, do you allow me comments on that? Mm-hmm. Okay, so in terms of traffic, there are two things. When we put the tramway on Wellington, it affects greatly the access to the Parliament Hill. So as Vivici said, there will be no more left turn and right turn from Wellington to access the hill. Traffic will need to go through side street. pedestrianizing Wellington between Bank and Elgin only affects through traffic. So one of the avenues you could look at is if you favor the tunnel option for the tramway in terms of better integration with the Gatineau LRT and ease of construction, you could still run with pedestrianizing the Wellington between Bank and Elgin as being a city beautification element and not impacting the access to the hill, so having a lot less impact on downtown traffic. And then if the loop comes at a later time, it could very well be integrated. And why we have major impact to access to the hill is we are operating a two-way tramway with really short headway. So we need two tracks. With the loop, it's also very possible to have section with, for example, only one track, because at a lower headway, you could operate with only one track between Elgin and Portage Bridge, for example, and still being able to keep all these left turns and right turns. So choosing one option doesn't preclude going further with all the benefits of the other option and trying to mitigate constraints.
Okay, I appreciate that. Thank you. I just want to be clear, though, that there are many streets outside of residential streets where traffic impacts are not my problem. We want people to take transit. We can't keep roadways open for them. And we can't keep the option of, you know, single vehicle traffic going through the downtown all hours of the day as an easy option. So again, I watch residential streets. We don't want to have that impact on families, and individuals on their own residential streets. But holding up traffic in the downtown for people who continue to, and a lot of people will continue to choose to drive, but the more people we can discourage from coming into the downtown in cars, as we progress as a city, I think, I don't think that that making it easier is going to also align with our priorities of getting people onto transit. So I just want to make sure that I've laid that out for staff. When you are looking at the impacts, it's not so much making it easier for people to drive through the downtown that is the key concern. Thank you. Thanks, Chair.
Sorry about that. Thank you very much. Councillor Fleury.
Merci, Monsieur le Président. I just want to express that I'm fully supportive of what Councillor McKinney's goals are of making Wellington more friendly. I just feel that the report that is presented to us today doesn't affirm the designs of any of the streetscape, that it'd be Wellington or Spark Street. So my motion, and if you read the therefore be it resolved, really speak to the aspiration of a loop and how to advance that and refer a factual element from the report. And, you know, the report, like it or not, does favor Spark Street as the underground option, where there's a lot of conflicting discussions and information, because the city of Gatineau in the last week said, well, look, we're concerned that we can't afford this, right? So that's brought less interest for the Sparks Underground element and the discussion around Wellington. I remain very concerned with Wellington because of the, what I'll call the end stub, right? Which, you know, there are a lot of elements there that without a loop, in my perspective, create an end point right into one of the grand visions of our city, which is walking up Elgin Street, seeing the Chateau Laurier, seeing the canal and Parliament precinct. Peut-être comme commentaire final.
One final comment. First of all, I'd like to congratulate STO for putting forward this file. It's an important file for the residents of Gatineau. It's not an easy file for us here in Ottawa. There are several points of interest here, things we want to see done for Wellington Street, and also the possibility of integration of the two transportation systems. And there's also the leadership of the community and the proposal for the construction of a loop. I think that the loop might be the alternative that might resolve all the issues. So we would have a loop that would connect people from Aylmer to downtown Ottawa. I would go even further than that. I think in the first briefing that we got from STO in May, they said that Bayview was a secondary option, an alternative. Imagine just how good it would be to have a loop through the downtown and then to use the Prince of Wales Bridge to connect with Bayview. That could be the alternative. John and his team have told us that it's not a very good, it's not the ultimate solution, but it's something that could be an alternative. So we've talked a lot about vision. It's very important for that vision to look at all possibilities. Someone from Gatineau should be able to get to the Ottawa airport without having to take their car. That's important for them. It's important for residents of Ottawa as well. So we have to really have a total holistic vision for transportation in the city. I'm quite prepared to add Mr. Manconi's suggestions to my motion, based on what the federal government might want to do with the Wellington corridor. I think it's important to clarify that I can't support Mr. Hubley's motion, especially if the idea of the bridge remains within his motion. We have very different visions and objectives. Of course, it's important to invest in public transit, but it's also important to well, there's currently a study going on a sixth bridge. I'm a resident of the area of the city that's impacted by these 18-wheel trucks rumbling down our streets. So I think we have to look at that issue as well. Thank you very much, Mr. Chair.
Great. Thank you very much. Councillor Deans, please.
And I have to say that I do like the option of the loop. I don't know if it's a pipe dream financially or if it's something that could become a reality. But what I worry about is approving the staff report as it is today. And I'm wondering if it would not make more sense to approve it in principle, but once it's more informed that it would come back for a final approval, especially we're hearing a lot of concern raised about item number 3 with so many unknowns. So I would be more comfortable if this was an approval in principle and that eventually when there's a lot more information than we have today about how we're moving forward, that there would be another opportunity to give a final approval. And I guess I'll look to either Vivi or John to tell us if that sort of two-pronged approach would be prudent.
Yes, Chair. What I would recommend on that is STO needs to hear a go, no-go decision from you today. So what I would recommend, and I'd like STO to comment on this also, and Vivi, if she's got any concerns, is I would suggest to you that rather than approval in principle, you approve the report, if that's what you do, and that you give us direction that you want to hear the detailed information back on the, so you've approved the what, you want to hear the how, so that you're not closing the door on the future vision, you're dealing with the pedestrian issue, the traffic issues and so forth. But I do want Councillor Deans to get STO's feedback. They need to hear go, no go, because they're looking for funding and so forth. So if that approach works for you, it's some kind of a conditional come back with the following specifics so that committee hears the details and we don't close any doors on that future vision. I don't know if that works for you or not.
I'm willing to listen to what STO has to say. My problem is that just coming back and telling us what they're going to do sort of is not maybe enough for me. The devil is always in the detail. And I think this is a major decision with long-term implications for our city, and especially the downtown core, which is everything. And there are a lot of unknowns in here. So I will look to SDO to comment on this. Is there a way that we can give a signal that we're willing to talk about it and work with you to advance it, but being prudent to represent our constituents and our taxpayers on this side of the river and a very important national area for the entire country, that we would like to see more detail before we give the final go, no go.
Great. Is there any further comment on that?
Yes, please.
Yeah, so Mr. Chair, if I may, I'll answer to Councillor Deans. I very much agree with what Mr. Manconi mentioned in terms of being able to move forward. I think throughout this project, since the beginning, we've really worked hand in hand with the city staff in Ottawa. It's been a very good collaboration, and we rely as well on their expertise and recommendation on when and how to come back to you. Mr. Manconi rightfully said that we still have many steps to go through, but I think, and I would let the mayor obviously address that question, but in terms of securing funding and knowing what we can advance, it will really allow us to make the next step. So approving this report will help us, you know, take on the future steps in that on this important project.
Okay, well, I will look to the mayor, and thank you for being with us this morning, but would an approval in principle without populating the details or without giving sort of a carte blanche on this project without understanding the details not be sufficient for you to move forward?
I'll
answer in French. First of all, I'd like to thank the staff of the City of Ottawa and OC Transpo as well for working so closely with us since the start of this project. Now, this is a project which is very, very complicated. It's the biggest project in Gatineau's history. It's also a project which is complex. It's the most complex public transit project in Canada. It involves several federal departments, two provinces. And as many of you have already said, there are issues which are vital, very important for both of us. Safety, symbols, technical aspects. What it needs is a great level of commitment and engagement from all partners so that we can move forward as quickly as possible. And because I think it's vital to improve our transit system, but we at the same time, we have to be as careful as possible in our approach. Ms. Deans, your concerns are shared by us. The City of Ottawa sits on the project's executive board. So no decisions will be made without the City of Ottawa being involved. You sit on all technical committees, all executive committees. The mayors are represented themselves. So you've expressed concerns today. So we're taking those concerns into account, and we have to take them into account because at each stage, our partners, our Ottawa partners are saying, oh, stop, wait a minute. We have to make sure that it meets the needs of Ottawa residents. As Mr. Manconi has just said, of course, we need your agreement this morning so we can move forward. But you're not giving us a blank check. It's not carte blanche because you as partners, you sit on all committees to make sure that we're working together and moving forward in unison. For Gatineau, it's in our interest to take your concerns into account because we don't want to find ourselves in a situation where there's a breakdown between two cities because we fail to meet your concerns or deal with your concerns. That's the only guarantee that I can give you. We're working together quickly and carefully. Both cities and both mayors are involved in each stage. And I really appreciate your willingness to try and come up with solutions. The discussions are always complex, of course. You're dealing with the federal government, with PSPC, for example. They're showing great cooperation with us as well. That's great. This is the way it will continue to be. Now, people have talked about this being an STO project, but it's a project for all of us. It has to be that way if it is to work out the way we want it, to meet the needs of Gatineau and Ottawa residents and also of the National Capital Region. To be honest with you, I'm very surprised that we're so far advanced in this project. Because it's been a very, very tough project, but the goodwill on all sides has allowed us to make the progress we've already made. We've taken note of all your comments this morning, and I'm sure the Ottawa staff has done the same thing, and I'm sure we'll be able to meet your concerns going forward. Thank you. Thank you very much.
I'm not sure I entirely understood everything that you said. If someone wanted to just maybe give... in English, a condensed version of that so that everyone on the committee is aware of what the mayor said. Is that possible?
I thought there was interpretation. Sorry about that.
Oh.
There is on the bottom of the screen.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Councillor Deans, if you'd like, I can give a quick summary and I will ask Mr. Mayor or Patrick to correct me if I go wrong, because I think this is a very important point that you've raised here, if you'd like.
Yes, please.
If you give them the approval today, from a technical perspective, that does not mean they have green light to do whatever they like. It is your corridor, is your side of the city, and this committee and the chair and the mayor have been very clear. Both mayors have been clear from day one. Our job as staff is to protect the interests of the city of Ottawa, all those users, and that entire very important corridor. Like I've always said, there's only one Peace Tower, and it's on Wellington Street in this country, and we need to really be cautious as to how we deal with it. There will be multiple checkbacks to committee on that. And what I was suggesting to your question is that if you want staff to report back on all those technical things, we can absolutely do that. There is a lot of work to be done to make sure that we're congruent with all the questions that you've raised today. And I think the mayor on the Gatineau side was confirming and aligned to your concerns and acknowledging that they're they don't get green light to do whatever they like on that corridor. That is your roadway. We can, with your direction, if you want to give us direction, we will certainly be back to you. I think it would be prudent to be back to you with all these specifics that have been raised today. Monsieur Leclerc, Monsieur Maire, did I get that right?
That was perfect for me.
Okay, thank you. Okay, that gives me some comfort. I guess the question is, when you come back and report, can council or committee, if they have particular concerns, impact how it will be addressed, or is it just a report without any action behind it?
I'm going to get Vivi to comment in a moment, but let's think through what will probably occur here. I think the first thing you're going to want to hear is if STO secures funding that can cover the tunnel or not, that opens up your first major decision. And we obviously want to come back and report back to you. That then narrows the scope down, which gets aligned, and we ensure if Wellington then becomes the preferred corridor because they're not going to get the funding for the tunnel, then our job is to make sure that if you approve the motion that's going to talk about the pedestrian mall and a future loop, we would come back with a report to say, how are we preserving all that so those options stay open and remain relevant and available and feasible? Vivi, did I get that right?
Yes, John. And of course, we're always guided by, if there's something significant that changes, first of all, we need to inform. And if there's something that changes that requires council decision, the report would be about a decision for approval.
Thank you very much.
Great. Thank you very much, Councillor Deans. I'm looking on the board. I don't see any further questions. I do have a question for our Mayor of Gatineau. Mr. Mayor, I think it's been on public record that yourself and our Mayor, Mayor Jim Watson, have been pretty public that they see funding for transportation, electrified especially, is a priority over the construction of a bridge. Would that be correct?
Absolument. Absolument.
Yes, it is. It is. Now, for us, traffic is a major issue. If we build a bridge, well, to my mind, instead of being stuck on the 50, you'll be stuck on a bridge in your car. We have to look at transportation in a holistic fashion. That's what the NCC is doing. They're undertaking analysis for transportation issues, including trucks, including active transportation. And after that, after that's done, we'll be able to actually see whether we need to build a new bridge or not. But in the short term, the major issue for us, well, the only issue for us really, the priority issue for us is the tramway project. And the difficulty with this project is that there's no plan B, if you like. That's why we have to really come to an agreement at the three levels, the federal government and our two municipalities, because plan B can't be a bus system. We've already got to a stage where bus congestion is overwhelming. There can't be a bus-based system. It has to be a tramway system. If we don't do that, the situation is going to get steadily worse year over year. So that's our priority. It's a priority, the major priority for us has to be improving public transit in the west of Gatineau. And while I have the floor, I'd like to say that the loop is not in contradiction with this project. I think I see this more like a phase one, phase two. We have to deal with the immediate issue. And then we can look at a future loop, which doesn't only concern both downtowns on either side of the river, because in eastern Gatineau, we built the rapid bus system. The rails are under the bus route. So what we'll be able to do is to replace those buses with tramways. So that's our vision for the future, where on both sides of the river, we'll have our tramway system. We support that integrated system. But first of all, we have to fund the immediate issues, the current project that we presented to you today. And then we have to perhaps design it in such a way that a future loop is possible. My only concern with the loop, and this has been repeated several times, I don't want it to compromise the ability of the partners to actually make a very prompt decision on the project we put forward today. That's my major concern, because people in Ottawa or in Gatineau see this as a priority. It's a priority for people in Ottawa and for people in Gatineau. We have to provide the best possible service to people in Gatineau, and we have to get as many buses off the streets in Ottawa as possible. Thank you.
Great. Merci, and I concur with that. We have a few motions in front of us today, and just as way of giving a bit of a wrap-up, in Alan's motion, I think, you know, it really highlights where some of those priorities do lie. Our mayors have been very public about it. Look, our transportation master plan is on pause because the world is changing, and the one thing that I think is pretty well known is we want to move ahead with a lot of these projects to electrify rail or put trams in. At the same time, you have to set priorities. There's only one taxpayer. And at the end of the day, this could send a strong message right here through this committee that, look, when we're talking $3 billion for a tram system, and we're talking over $1 billion, maybe $1.5 billion for a bridge, I think this is our opportunity to really send a strong message to the federal government that it's not to say in the future it won't happen, like the mayor has mentioned, about looking at the transit studies. But we can't even do them right now. COVID has changed the world of those traffic patterns. And as somebody that's worked on this bridge file even before I got to office, 13 years playing with this file with my Eastern colleagues, and even though Kettle's been selected three times, we're back at this update again, and apparently thanks to CBC and their discovery, Kettle was selected a fourth time in some report as well. While they're busy doing their studies and traffic patterns have changed, we have an opportunity to go ahead with this project. So I'm going to ask Councillor Hubley, do you wish to leave the wording of the bridge in there, which was the original intent?
Yes, Chair. In talking with Councillor
members want the motion to remain as it is, to send a clear message that we understand there's one taxpayer. We also want our residents to know that we have their needs as top of our mind in these discussions and every other thing that we do. So hopefully Councillor Dudas will reconsider and help send that message. Thank you.
Okay, we were finished up there. I was asking, doing a bit of a wrap up there. I see, okay, the name is off the board. Again, I will be supporting, first of all, let's go motion by motion, but just to clarify, somebody just asked me, I will be supporting Councillor Hubley's motion as it stands. So on motion number one, this is the last confrontational one, branding and livery of the STO tram vehicles. Is this motion carried?
Carried.
Carried.
On motion number two, prioritizing investment in transit over a sixth bridge. I'll call up yeas and nays, and maybe Kelly, you can read out the list.
Mr. Chair, are we not debating on the motion? Are we?
The
motion was presented. We didn't have a chance to debate.
Actually, Councillor, that's why it's been there the whole time. We had the opportunity for questions to staff and debate, and I believe you made mention of your concern about the bridge patterns as well. But at this point, we're going to the vote on motion number two.
Councillor Lulof?
Yes.
Councillor Dudas?
No.
Councillor El-Shantiri, Councillor Deans? Sorry, Councillor Deans?
Yes.
Councillor Fleury?
No.
Councillor Menard?
Yes.
Councillor Kitts?
Yes.
Councillor Drews?
Yes.
Councillor Hubley?
Yes.
Vice Chair Leeper?
Yes.
And Chair?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Great, thank you. Motion number three, preserve the access to the National War Memorial and Ceremonial Guard's traditional route. Is this item carried?
Carried.
I'll have to ask Kelly to put motion number four, and I believe motion number five, due to the nature of the motions, there's two of them now. Motion number four was Councillor Fleury's motion.
Mr. Chair, I did receive the amendment. I think they're friendly to add to the motion I presented. Mr. Chair, would you like me to read?
Yeah, I think that would be, unless we can just get it on the screen. People always like to read them on the screen, and it's probably more fair, even though it'll take us a minute or two more, sorry to keep you away from everyone's lunch.
Apologies. Councillor Fleury, the wording that we received, does that replace the whole motion?
No, it adds to the therefore be it resolved.
Okay. I'll put it up and you can let me know if it's involved in the right spot.
So there's a where, Mr. Chair, can I speak to what was shared with Mr. Manconi from Mr. Yeah. Manconi?
Great. I just want to make sure it's on the screen. Perfect. Thanks, Matt. Yeah, go ahead and do that.
So just so everyone's clear, what was added is one whereas, which is says the whereas the loop is a vision of Ottawa-Gatineau transit loop served by buses and trains, which would provide convenient daily transportation between two cities and can transform Wellington Street and front of Parliament buildings into a pedestrian mall. And then adding to the be it further resolved, the following here. So be it further resolved that direction to staff to include a study funded 100% by the federal government for the feasibility of a transit loop and conversation of a Wellington Street to the pedestrian mall in the update to the City of Ottawa TNP currently underway. Be it further resolved that the study confirmed that if either project is determined to be feasible and approved by the City of Ottawa Council, that the cost of any further studies, including design, construction, operations, and maintenance of the potential upload of Wellington Street to the federal government, be borne by the federal government, and be it further resolved that the City of Ottawa federal funding priorities for the City of Ottawa continue to be funding for stage three, which I think I had in my motion. I think this one is moved, the last one.
Okay. So on that, John, did
you want point of order, sir?
Oh, yes, yes.
Sorry, it's a long list of be it resolves. Could this be circulated before we vote on it? I'd just like a chance to read it properly.
Okay, yeah, no, that is certainly fair. Kelly, if you can circulate that, we'll definitely go back to this final motion on that. Maybe just having a look on the board here because we have one more item to deal with. I guess we'll have to go back to this and to the base report. Okay, we'll just give Vice Chair Leeper a minute. And I see Caitlin has turned her screen on. So am I still doing everything correct, Caitlin?
Yes, Mr. Chair.
All right. Great, and I believe it's now been circulated. And I'll just give Vice Chair Leeper a minute to peruse that.
I haven't received it yet, Mr. Chair.
Mr. Chair, if it would assist, staff can put the motion back on the screen. I believe that we might do some cleanup to which is a be it resolved and which is a there be it further resolved, but my understanding is Councillor Fleury's original resolutions are there and are preceded by the new resolutions that were proposed by staff. So if Kelly wants to put that back on the screen, it may assist those who have not received it yet.
Maybe just a good slow scroll.
Kelly, if I may, I know we didn't, it's bizarre because we're not in person, but I think the last be it further resolved that's in yellow actually is the same as my last for be it resolved.
Is that better?
I think so, yeah.
Thanks, Tim. I'm good.
Good. Thank you, and thanks for that. And you know, this is always a challenge when we're doing this this last minute kind of pokery. But this is version 6.5B or whatever you want to call it. So on that motion, is this motion carried?
Carried.
Great. Thank you.
Carried.
And I'll just go back to the list. And on the main report, is that received?
Received.
Received.
Great. Thank you.